Trump's money was shockingly mediocre. It was less than what Obama raised from at this point in time of his reelect, less than
Bush.
W. The contribution limits are higher, and he's been working at it longer. And even the cash on hand total was surprisingly just on par. It's just them spending a lot of expensive days at Trump properties, which then cost the campaign a lot of money. I mean, it is amazing how much either money they're wasting. They raised some $80 million in the first 2 years, and it's all basically gone.
Yeah. They spend through that money really quickly. It looked like a big total compared to the Democratic totals because the Democratic numbers were so low. But $35 million is really not that much. And Trump's going to have to get to work. He's not actually done a lot of fundraising himself.
Those Big Mac shop owners don't like him. I think that's what we're hearing.
They don't like him. He doesn't like to travel to these events. When he does them, they tend to be at Mar-a-Lago down in Florida. But he's not working the circuit the way Obama did. He would make multiple trips out west, you know, hit Seattle, Chicago, all the big cities. And Trump, you see a laziness there in the fundraising side.
Sure.
And I'm sure that that's going to pick up because his campaign folks know they need more money.
I'm weirdly surprised he's lazy about fundraising because it's other people's money. He loves other people's money. That's number one. And number two, it's people pretending they love him. Like, I think that the dream place for Donald Trump is at a fundraiser where people are sucking up to him and handing him cash. I don't mean to be that facetious, but I mean, this is what Donald Trump lives for. Other people handing him money and people telling him he's great.